Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Hour number two of USA Prepares. Sunny Skidmore's with us, and she's an owner of a radio station in Poplar Bluff, Missouri, KLID AM 1340. And AM 1340 in Poplar Bluff is a local radio station, and it focuses on a lot of local events. So things that are happening in the village. And Sunny Skidmore is an on-air personality. She runs the radio station, manages it, and she's not an absentee manager. She is a roll-up-the-shirt-sleeves manager. She contacts advertisers. She does scheduling. She does program management. And it's a lot of work. And right now she's doing a lot of those activities from her nursing home room. Sunny,
you're absolutely right. If I wouldn't be, see, I keep up with all our advertisers and change their ads every time. Well, I'll make certain calls. I've known them for so long that I usually know when they have to change something, or I call them to make sure that we still have the right ads going. Because if I wouldn't do that, it would never get done. I do that on the phone, and they would just as soon you use the phone now anyway and all the time, because most of these people are pretty busy. But I was going to tell you, Vince, do you have others scheduled for now? If you do, I don't want to get into their time.
No, Sonny, I have made arrangements for you to have as much time of the 2 hours that you'd like, and I'm delighted to be broadcasting with you, because Sonny, you're saying things that frankly are not being said on the air. Your position and my position about COVID-19 are somewhat rare in the world of radio today. As a matter of fact, there are people who they used to be my friends, and they've thrown me overboard because they think that what we believe is not true. They believe it's the coronavirus.
I don't think you need those friends.
Yeah.
I said, I don't think you need those friends. You know, there's always pros and cons on everything that comes around.
Mm-hmm.
And see, just like, I don't know whether I should mention this or not, it's kind of related to politics, but they talk about what Trump had paid in taxes. So he says, it's not true. I will bring all my papers out after the audit gets done. Can you imagine? I know when we're audited, which is every once in a while, how long it takes. And this is very small compared to everything he's got. So you can imagine how long it must take. And I always say, well, the IRS is in charge. Whatever they charge you, you better pay or else. And if you're not happy with it, you have to go with them. And not only that, a lot of people who are not in business don't realize a lot of businesses look like they're very successful, but you don't know how much they borrowed from the bank. That doesn't come out. And just like Macy's department store, who would have thought they'd have financial problems? A lot of these people, if it wouldn't be for borrowed money, they would not have that business.
Mm-hmm.
Like we have to buy a brand new tower.
Yeah, or Lord and Taylor, you know, the clothier, over 100 years old. I mean, who would have ever thought that a premier clothier would be in financial ruins? And, yeah, you're absolutely right. So I have, over your radio station, there have been many broadcasts that I've done about how to prepare by using tax deductions, meaning, okay, so you need that generator, you need some canned food, you need some supplies, you know, for preparation, preparedness.
Yeah.
And I have said, all you have to do is start your business and create a blog and talk about how you're doing with your preparation, and those things that you buy now become part of the business, which are now tax deductible. Now, I said when I gave seminars in person, I mentioned that the title would be Preparing Through Tax Deductions / Taking or Paying the Same Taxes That Donald Trump Pays. And what I meant by that is he or his people have read the tax code, and they play by the rules, or at least we think
they play
by the rules.
Well, yeah, if you don't, the IRS is going to go after you anyway. So
yeah.
You have to do what they say, and a big company like that will have auditors and managers and all that kind of stuff, and they are in charge of all of that. Now, there's one more thing I was going to bring up, too, you know, with this dementia business. Now they accuse the person running for president on the Democrat Party, Biden, of having some of that. Now remember the time that Dr. Norm Shealy was on, and you asked him, could they give people some type of medicine or a drug that would pump them up for a while? And he said yes, even for 3 days, but when that wears off, they just fall apart. And now that's why Trump said he wanted some type of testing for drugs or some kind of thing for tonight. Well, see, I didn't realize that until Dr. Norm Shealy. You asked him that question, if you'll recall, a long time ago. Could they pump somebody up like Hillary Clinton? And he said, yeah, you can do it for 3 days, and then they fall apart. Well, I certainly didn't know that, but I guess that's possible. And there's so many things that are very complicated that we don't even know exist.
Right, right. And I saw Hillary Clinton's performance the time that you're talking about, that I discussed that with Norm Shealy and Dr. Shealy on the air.
Bill, you remember that.
Yeah, absolutely. She was at the top of her game. She was brilliant. And
that's right.
I saw that, and I thought, this is a miracle of modern medicine that I was witnessing, you know, watching the video. And I asked him about that, and yes, he did say that. And by the way, you have a tremendous recall of some of the programming that we've done here at USA Prepares. Why is that?
Well, people down here cannot believe, like, I don't write down the phone numbers because it's too much trouble. I don't have that paper at hand, so I put them in my brain. So I have about, I don't know, maybe 50 up there. So after I was in that isolation thing, the therapist came and said, oh, how's your memory? I said, can you remember 50 phone numbers? And people are amazed at this memory. But I've always had that, because when I went to school, I didn't like to take books home, and I didn't like to carry messages any place I worked. So I just thought, I'll just remember it, and I don't have to carry papers with me. So it was easier doing that. And I still got that memory.
Yes, you do. And it's interesting because today children and adults carry a tool with them rather than paper. They carry their phone with them, and they've got all that information in their phone. But if they don't have the phone, they're absolutely positively lost. And they literally
panic. Well, you know what I think it is?
They can't find it.
See, I grew up, we didn't know it, like Michael Savage said, they were poor and didn't know it. I guess we were too, because I remember the 1930s, the Great Depression, and we lived on a small farm, and you had to eat out of your garden and the animals. You had chickens, ducks, and turkeys, and pigs, and all of that. And things were really bad back then. If you raised hogs, I see you raise cattle, so you know what it is to raise animals. And that pig back in the 1930s, early 30s, would bring, I believe it was something like 3 cents a pound. And so farmers didn't have trucks. So there were people around the area that were truck drivers, and that's how they made a living. So when you raised those pigs and they got to be 150 pounds, First of all, you had to get the truck driver and pay him to take them to, it was East St. Louis Stockyards then, for people in Missouri and Illinois especially. And then when you got that pig there, you had to, somebody had to sell it, and that person got a commission, and then they took it to St. Louis to the packing companies. So basically you were eating pigs and food from Missouri and Illinois in your local place. And so anyway, think about a 150-pound pig, 3 cents a pound, $4.50, right? Well, you fed that pig corn. You took care of it. You don't even count your time and paid all of this out. You had nothing left. You might even be in the hole. So, but see, things have changed. That's what the Great Depression was like. And not only that, people who lived in the town, they didn't have the facilities like people in the country. And so many of them looked very thin. And people were, they got clothes given to them from other people. And some people sewed a lot because it was a lot cheaper than buying clothes. Well, think how things have changed. Just from
some things have changed.
I think people were healthier back then because you weren't eating processed foods, and you were eating out of your own garden, and you didn't have Roundup in your seeds. So see, and I think that helps your mind. And well, there's all kinds of food that will help your mind. You know, since I don't have to work, go to work every day, I listen a lot to talk shows and the news, and you learn a lot from, and it used to be your MDs, your doctors, couldn't talk about foods that would help you. Now Dr. Asa says food is your best medicine. In the old days, a doctor would never say that. But now they have training in other fields, and I guess they're allowed to say that. You know, like Dr. Cass Ingram. Have you heard of him?
Oh, yes, sure.
Well, you know, he's got that thing. He said it's called wild oil of oregano, P73.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And he gave, that's for flus and colds and for your immune system. Well, I had a bad cold once, and I got it at the Beehive here, and in no time, that cold was gone. And then the gentleman that works.
Dr. Ingram has been on the air with us here at USA Prepares, and he's been to our expo, and I've met him. Absolutely. And we have oil of oregano here at the farm.
Well, he's the one who said, get a wild oil of oregano, it's N-O-L on the end, P73. He gave that to a woman, I'm just repeating what he said, in Illinois that was on a respirator with this COVID-19. And she got better, and he also gave it to another person that he knew that had the virus, and that person got better. So he didn't say it's going to do the job, but he told those stories that you, and I couldn't listen to everything that day because it was on a show on Sundays, and I had to go to the cafeteria. So I didn't hear all the rest of it, but I remember those two things that he told. And so he didn't say it's going to do the job. He just said this is what he used, and it did work. So see, if people are listening, they might want to get that for themselves. Who knows?
Yeah. Well, Sonny, when we come back from this break, I'd love to hear, how do you select? You're in charge at your radio station of selecting the programming. What is the thought process? What do you look for when you choose the programming that's going to go out over your transmitter and antenna to the surrounding area in Poplar Bluff, Missouri? We'll be right back.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process, is called E2 Technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your real water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REAL-WTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REAL-WTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective. Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Class, I'm delighted to be broadcasting with Sonny Skidmore here at USA Prepares. Sonny Skidmore's a legend in radio. And so I've got a couple questions about radio for her. One is programming. Sonny, you make the decisions as to what programming goes out over KLID, AM 1340, Poplar Bluff. And you've got local programming. You're on the air. What goes into the decisions? What do you look for?
Well, it's kind of like this. When I started in radio, I was a teacher, and I went to Texas on a vacation and got into radio by accident. And I thought, well, after this summer, I'm leaving. Well, things changed, and I just won't go into everything. You know, I was probably the first rock and roll lady disc jockey, and if I went on a remote broadcast, I could not believe it. People were lined up to see me, and I thought, well, that's just the way it is. But the boss of the station knew better. And so every time I'd leave for a vacation, he'd say, you get a raise when you get back. And there was a reason, I guess, for that. And being a lady on the radio as a DJ was probably unusual. And I was even on national television and had an offer to do a TV show. But my sister had a sewing center, and those sewing machines, they were very heavy. I used to deliver those, and I got a hernia. So after passing a whole bunch of tests for that job, then I finally just had to give it up because I didn't want to be operated on. But I kept my radio job. You could just sit down there for several hours. So that's a little story there. And then I learned the programming when I was in Canton, Ohio. I worked at the Big Rocker, and One time I did work at a country station that was right before the Big Rocker. But I knew more about country music because my dad listened to the Grand Ole Opry when I was a kid. So I knew a lot about that. But I had to do rock and roll all the time. And I learned that rock and roll in a hurry. So anyway, the program director at the Big Rocker knew a lot about it. And I learned a lot from him. And from there, I went to another radio station and became the program director. And in the old days, you would have 45, that's those records to play. So there was a Billboard magazine, and the top 40 was in that. So that was what most program directors went by. The top 10 would, you'd have A, B, C, and D in that box. The top 10 would be the ones that were the biggest hits. They were played more often. Then you had V, and those would be things coming, or records coming up, songs coming up. And then you'd have C, those going down and coming up. And then you had D for me, and I kind of devised that myself. They were songs that, they were hits, but they weren't on the top 40 or something. And a lot, and they were kind of crossovers, half country and half rock. And a lot of people that didn't like rock and roll, they would listen in because you had enough of them to keep their attention. Then, of course, you'd have local and regional news, and that was when the FMs came in, they were music. So the AMs were no longer the big shots they used to be. So you had to do things to attract listeners. So if you had local and regional news and weather every so often, and if something was coming up like a hurricane or big rains, you could do a complete weather and tell just about where it was and how soon it would be there. And if you had a flood or something like that, so you did a lot of local stuff. And if there was a fire, you would have some kind of a siren go off, and you'd tell where it was, and you had local people on, so that would keep them listening to AMs. But then, finally, your FMs was just doing everything. But now, you may not believe this, Vincent, but AMs are coming back, and here's why. If you want music, you can get it on your phone, you can get it on the internet, the computer, and almost any place. If you want to hear a song, these, I don't know if you know about these smartphones, but you can tell which one you want, it'll come right up. You can ask these phones a question, they will have an answer. Like I forgot to, or didn't try to remember the number for GCN, because I didn't have any reason to call it until just the other day. And I called information, they didn't have it. They said, no, they don't have one anymore. So then I asked the CNA, she asked her phone, and do you know the phone brought that phone number up? Did you know that's all possible?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And that's why people don't know too much, because they depend on their phones for everything. We'll be right back with Sonny Skidmore. And I'd like to talk a little bit more about programming. So what goes into what you selected for KLID? We'll be right back.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes. See Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The nominee on Capitol Hill this morning, the president's Supreme Court choice, Judge Amy Coney Barrett, appearing on the Hill for meetings with Republican lawmakers, accompanied by Vice President Mike Pence, who defended the administration's efforts to get her confirmed ahead of the election.
We believe the Senate has an opportunity leader for a fair and respectful consideration, a hearing. We urge our Democrat colleagues in the Senate to take the opportunity to meet with Judge Barrett.
The National Guard has been deployed in Cleveland ahead of tonight's first presidential debate between President Trump and Democrat Joe Biden. The Cleveland mayor says the Guard was brought in to assist local assets and to make sure any protests are handled in a peaceful way. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
The Black Chef, pictured on cream of wheat packaging since back in 1893, is now going to be leaving. Cream of wheat parent company B&G Food says while that image is based on an actual Chicago chef named Frank White, some consumers still find the image offensive, so it's now going to be removed. The Major League Baseball playoffs beginning today, they promise to be as unusual as the 60-game regular season was. The postseason includes 16 teams instead of the usual 8. The divisional round, league championship series, and World Series will all be played at bubble locations in California and Texas to guard against the spread of COVID-19. The LA Dodgers are the top seed in the National League. The Tampa Bay Rays are the American League's top seed. Today is National Coffee Day.
You the cream in my coffee.
It has both local coffee shops and the big national chains offering deals for National Coffee Day. Starbucks reward members can get a free drink that can be loaded to their account. Dunkin' is offering free hot or iced coffee with any purchase. And at Krispy Kreme, coffee is completely free today. You can find us online for free anytime. We're at usaradio.com. That's usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Today I've got your.
Take my.
When you go to
the
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Sonny Skidmore's with us, and we're talking about radio programming. Sonny, how important is content? How do you choose the programs that run on KLID Radio, AM 1340, Poplar Bluff, Missouri?
Today is a lot different than when I started because things changed. You know, 45s were out, CDs came in, and then after that, your computer. So everything's computerized today. Your ads are from the computer, and so is all the music. And you don't find DJs with experience anymore because it's not like it used to be. They don't have the fun because you're so busy from one computer to the next. Like we got three that you work with, and so you can't be cutting up and having a good time. So there's less DJs than there used to be. In fact, you can't even find one with experience because it's just not the fun it used to be. But anyway, when you would watch the, when we would watch the award shows, you had country basically by itself, rock and roll and whatever else. But now, for a long, long time, you might have Loretta Lynn and some big rocker giving an award together. So these people learn to know each other, and people learn to know there was just not one type of music. So more people today like a variety of music. So then that had a lot to do with your programming. And so then we kind of had a variety. We didn't just have rock and roll. You'd have crossover countries, and sometimes if they want to hear a real dyed-in-the-wool country, you would play it. And that got to be more and more the way things were happening. And then for today, we mix it up whenever we're on the air playing music, but talk shows came in, and they became the big thing for AM radio, and that brought AM back. You know yourself, you were a talk show on our with USA Prepares on our own radio station, along with Sam Bushman. He had his show, and then you had Alex Jones. At first, we didn't have all of those because you went from one, we had a certain type of network on. Well, then sometimes something happened to that. You went to another one. Finally, we got the GCN, which I think was the best we ever had because they had the biggest variety to offer. And you didn't have to have so many people at the station. And now everything is computerized. And you have automation, and that automation is $125 a month for us, but it saves, you cannot believe how it works. When we do the Missouri State University Bears, or Mizzou, or even for the Mules, the Mules was a little different, but for the Missouri State, the college games, you program all of that in that automation and the ads along with it, and it works better than anybody sitting there doing it by hand. You just cannot believe how beautiful it is. And it saves a lot of money. Instead of paying minimum wage for 4 hours for every game, you've got that automation that you pay once a month. And we do a lot of that now. We have Missouri State on, and we, of course, they've had a lot of problems with this virus. So some of those games are going to be the football. Some of them are going to be held in the spring and not in the fall. And then the schedules have been slow coming, and especially basketball, that sometimes we don't even have that yet, but we will get it. They expect to run the basketball. But see, these people are close together, especially in football. And even your national games have problems. And so then the Mizzou games are put on that automation, and you can put all your ads on there, and your music and everything, however you want to do it. And the talk shows are on there. So you have a few people at the radio station, maybe only one.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's today.
When I was at college, I was engineering for a broadcaster at a college radio station, and it was a lot of fun. I mean, we're talking back in the early 70s.
Yeah, and it was fun. Up and had a good time.
It was really an enjoyable thing. It was playing records, talking, laughing, and all that.
And that's why
enthusiasm.
People listen to you. They want to hear that. You entertain.
They could hear your enthusiasm, and the fun that you were having came right through the microphone, just through the intonation. And you're right. I don't hear very much of that anymore because of just one guy or one gal doing it, at the radio station. Sonny,
well, then see,
so you
started mixing music because like you might have Loretta Lynn, I told you, with some hard rocker, and people learn to appreciate all kinds of music. So now we just mix it all up. If they have a request, we try to put that on. You might have a hard country, and then you might have a medium rock or a hard rocker or an R&B or something like that all mixed up. And that you can even buy programs that are mixed like that. In the old days, if you bought a program and they sent you the music, it would either be rock or country or something else. And then finally they started mixing a little bit, and now you can get it all mixed just like we do it.
One of my favorite parts about local radio is sometimes it's called the trading post, sometimes it's called trading.
Oh, yeah, we still have. We're the last one, I believe, in this area. Piedmont might have one that has, we call it Swap Shop.
Yeah.
That started back in 1961 when the... And it sort of picked up since the virus came around.
Well, it's so much fun because a guy would call up and say, I'm going to sell my lawnmower, and, you know, it's a John Deere model LT110, and I want $500 for it, and here's my number, and that would be the whole thing, okay? And
we still do that.
Uh-huh. And then the personality behind the microphone at the radio station would say, okay, he's got a John Deere mower. He wants $500 for it. Here's the model. Here's his phone number. Next call. And the guy would have a washing machine. Or a guy would be selling his car. Or a gal would be selling, you know, something that she had. And it was so much fun because you never knew.
We used to have, almost every radio station had that. But as time went along, callers were less. Some of these people passed away. And the younger people didn't have a lot to sell. And then you had the flea market and you had the sale barn, and those were competitors. And now you can list it on your phone. You can list it on the computer and all of that. But since the virus came along, see, at one time in a half hour, we tried to crowd in 55 callers. And believe me, that was fast. But you limited the my items that they put on. And now we don't limit them anymore because you have less callers. And we're the last station in this area, and I think Piedmont still has it with the swap shop. And it's picked up because people don't go to the flea market and the sale barn because of the crowd. And so there's more and more people calling in. And ours happened to have enough callers to keep going because it was an old one to start with. And some people have thought that music or something else would be better, but we still get enough callers to keep it going, and ever so often somebody will call me and say, we appreciate that program, don't give it up. And they'll even tell that on the air.
All right. Well, so since you get accolades, do you also get complaints from people who listen and call into the station and say, hey, here's what I don't like. Do you get that?
Hardly ever that I know of. And I think they'd certainly call for, I have a partner, Chris Browning. I think they call one of us to tell us, but most of the time we get compliments on it. Like, you know, we like these talk shows and all of that kind of thing. And just, let's see. Oh, we had Jim and Trish Fijo on. Remember them?
Yes.
Well, they had this thing. They didn't say it cures cancer, but they said this is what we would use. And I did have a complaint about that one time. Some guy called and said, I don't see how a good radio station like this can put that on. He said, my wife has cancer, and she's going to the doctor, and she's doing good. It's been a long time ago, so I can tell this. And then we didn't stop it or anything. But, see, he had a complaint about the products that they were using. But I always thought to myself, we used it for my mom, and she died at 95, not from cancer or anything. But those products were blocked. I don't know if you know that or not.
Yes, yes.
They were on the air, and FDA and everybody came, and they broadcast in the parking lot on their cell phones. And those people that came there took all their records and the computers and everything. They even got in a granddaughter's room and took her stuff, thinking it was related. So they wanted Jim and Trish to write to every client that the only way to cure cancer was by radiation and chemotherapy. And they said they never believed it, and they wouldn't do it. So that Jim Fijo spent 1 year in jail, and I just haven't heard much from him since. They used to write a call once in a while, but I don't know even how to get a hold of them, I don't think. I don't know if these items were completely done away with or not, but they were blocked for quite a while.
What kind
of, I don't know if they still are or not.
What kind of complaints did you get about USA Prepares?
Nothing. Never. Our talk shows got compliments because we had a good variety. See, yours was different. Some were about medical advice. Some were on how to fix something. Or maybe, let's see, what else did we have? Foods. And, see, yours was about all kinds of things that most people, maybe not everybody, but no matter what kind of information you had, it may help a certain amount. And maybe the next time it would help a different person to do things and save money on their own. Remember all those different items that you had on?
Mm-hmm. Sure. Mm-hmm.
And, well, we missed your show, and maybe someday you'll get back on GCN.
Well, we're on GCN. Here's what happened. So for the class, if you want to know what happened, GCN advised all of the broadcasters, and there were 87 of us at one time, that there would be a fee to be on the satellite. And I just said, I can't do it. We don't have any advertisers.
Well, you weren't the only one. Quite a few people quit. It's limited now with who you can even put on.
Yes.
There's not that bigger choice.
And it was $6,000 a year to be on the satellite. And GCN decided that I think they like the content of what we're doing enough and so well that they've kept us on even though we haven't paid the required $500 a month or $6,000 a year to be on the satellite. So because we're not on the satellite, KLID and other radio stations use the satellite feed with their automation system to pick up the broadcast. And because we're not on that particular satellite that GCN uses, we can't be picked up. But they say that they're working on a over-the-internet method that will be free, and they'll put us on that, and that may happen. Sonny and I'll be right back.
To find out how they can listen to you, so if somebody wants to hear your program, we'll talk about that later.
Okay, we'll be right back with Sonny Skidmore.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, Take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen.
Come
here.
On, lady. Get a move on. Goodness. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com. And partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise at GCNLive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
So, if you want to listen to USA Prepares, there are two real easy ways. One is to go to GCNLive.com. GCN, as in Genesis Communications Network, live, L-I-V-E.com. And you can click on USA Prepares. And there'll be lots of options. You can listen live. You can go to the podcast. You can download them. Or you can go to, or you can go to YouTube and type in USA Prepares. And there's a Ron Gibson channel there, Ron Gibson, G-I-B-S-O-N. He has been posting without commercials, with our permission and GCN's permission, the broadcasts of USA Prepares on his channel. And he likes them so well, along with Alex Jones, that he posts them every day. And I really appreciate him doing that. And I know Ron Gibson. I've met him. Sonny, why don't we drop some names?
Yeah, I wanted you to tell how to listen to you, because we missed your show, which there's a lot of them that are not on. The ones who stayed basically were those who sold ads, and see, they had income coming in. And otherwise, we lost a lot of good people, and they didn't want to pay the. Well, you can't blame them. If there's no income coming in, do you want to put out 500 every month or however much? Maybe somewhere higher than that, I don't know.
Yeah.
But those who stayed are basically those who sold ads. And, of course, we got some that have their own network, a couple of those.
Yeah, except for us.
Once GCN gets on, well, then they just keep going all night. But anyhow, Vincent, I'll soon have to go. These CNAs are looking in here all the time.
We've got about 3 minutes left in the broadcast. Can you make that?
Okay.
I wanted to ask you this. You have met some greats in the music business. Would you care to drop some of those names? I think that our class would love to hear some of the people whom you've met.
Well, Loretta Lynn and I were friends for quite a while. I met her down at Skidmore, Texas, believe it or not, at the big nightclub called the Roundup. And I met a lot of country stars there, including Tommy Cash. And he kept telling me, don't you promote me with Johnny Cash. He wanted to be on his own. And at the table where we sat that night, his sister, Joanne, was there. She was on her way to Nashville, and she married a preacher down there. And after the Grand Ole Opry, that preacher and her would always have a gospel program or church program. And she's still with that same gentleman. And then, of course, when I was in Canton, Ohio, I was with the press. So I met a lot of movie stars, and I didn't think too much about it. But now these movie stars, a lot of people don't recognize. Like, Ethel Mertz. She was with Lucille Ball, and she talked about Lucille all the time. And Ann Miller, the dancer. When she came, let's see, after the show or after the play, we got a free dinner to start with, and it was just out of this world, very unusual. And then, of course, we stayed for the play, and then afterwards you got to talk to the stars. Ann Miller was a dancer, and she came down that steps in a real slinky outfit, all sequined, and she talked about Zsa Zsa Gabor all the time. And you could ask them questions. And then, let's see, who else was there? Oh, Jane Russell. We had a picture taken with her. Now, you might remember these names. A lot of young people today don't know who they were.
Oh, I do.
And Bobby Darin's wife, she was there. And some other guys, too. Van Johnson and a whole lot more. But then in the country music field, let's see. Oh, there was a lot of them that I met. Some of them are no longer with us. But I worked in Nashville for a short time, and I said there wasn't any money in it, so I left. And one of my listeners, who's a truck driver, he's also got a program on Sunday. He said he was a stagehand down there, and he didn't make any money, so he left. But none of us stayed long enough. You have to stay maybe 20 years to make it, or 10 or 15. And I got into songwriting, and Jim Reeves wrote me a personal letter when I got home. He wanted to record Wishing Well. That was the first Wishing Well that was out, and I never answered it. I went back to college, and I think back, maybe I should have answered that, because if Jim Reeves recorded anything, it was always a hit. And I met people like Kitty Wells and some of them, and Patsy Cline, and he was Earl Husky. He was from Missouri, but he was in the place where I work. And Farron Young. Farron Young was one of the nicest guys you could ever meet. I could never believe that he killed himself. And his son tries to make it, but he can't do it. And Maury Robbins. Maury Robbins was some of those old country stars. They were real true blue guys. They wouldn't go out on their women or nothing. And I met some rockers I don't care about to even talk about. I want to get away from them. But maybe I met the wrong one.
We're out of time. 2 hours.
Okay.
You know,
thank you for having me. I was only going to stay a half hour. Remember that?
I know.
The time went by so fast. I tell you, Vince, it's wonderful talking to you.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy.
We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.